If women are being abused at home, getting them to spend healthy time with people they trust is key. For some women, visits to their hair salon become regular times to open up and share what's in their hearts. Diane Mooney was a community volunteer 8 years ago when she started a program to help beauty industry workers in Alabama spot signs of domestic abuse in their clients. The program is called Cut It Out, Salons Against Domestic Abuse. Diane Mooney is here to talk about the program. We also are joined by Marcia Hamilton, a celebrity hairstylist working here in Los Angeles, California. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, Diane, first of all, Cut It Out. What is the basic premise of how you work?
Well, the program was started actually in 2001 as a statewide initiative. We were given some funding from our Attorney General to create a program. The Women's Fund of Birmingham started a program in which we would train salon professionals to spot signs of domestic violence and very carefully refer them to local resources for help. And so it really started as a statewide initiative in Alabama in 2001. And in 2003, I was able to take the program national thanks to funding from the company that I represented, Southern Living at Home. And so since 2003, it's been a national program. We're operating in all 50 states, and we're helping an enormous number of people. And it's been tremendously exciting to see the growth.
Was there anything, you know, have you been able to help anyone, Diane, first of all, where really you think it's made a difference in the long run to their life?
I absolutely know that we have. We have communicated with the National Domestic Violence Hotline number, which is located in Austin, Texas, and it's the number that we ask all victims to call this number. The salon professional simply recognizes these signs of domestic violence in their clients and responds by referring them to the National Domestic Violence Hotline number for help. They're in no way giving advice or counseling them. But, you know, in a salon, it's a very intimate environment. And so much is disclosed to the salon professional because they trust that person. It's a relationship that's built up over time. There's touching involved. It's a place where she goes. The client goes where the perpetrator does not go. And so, you know, you remember the movie Steel Magnolias. It's about how women talk and disclose very often their darkest secrets.
Marcia, you are in Los Angeles, and you're not affiliated with this program, but there was a time when you had to recognize that one of your clients was going through domestic abuse. Tell us about that.
How are you doing, Farah?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Basically, my client, she's been a client of mine for years, and just, you know, one day casually, and I say casually because I was kind of shocked at the way she disclosed to me. She was just explaining the issues and the problems she was having in her relationship. And, you know, she just threw it out there, like, if he hits me one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know how to make it stop. And I was kind of, like, thrown off by it, and I was very, very angry because I felt what I told her was, if I was telling this story right now, I would be on the witness stand telling the story, because it's not cool. It's not right to have your spouse or to have your significant other abusing you. And I find that a lot of times when there are things going on in our clients' lives, they come to us and they let us know, but then it's kind of hard for us to, there's only so much help I feel that I can give, because I can give the advice, I can give the information, I can give examples, and I have tons of examples of knowing of women who've been abused. But after that, once they leave the salon, then it's kind of, you know, in 2 weeks they come back and I get another story.
Do you believe that calling in to the national hotline is enough to change a woman's mind?
Sometimes I don't think it's enough because of the many examples that I have seen. I think women change their mind when they feel like their life is in jeopardy. That's when it's a wake-up call for them, when they feel that their life is totally, completely threatened and they can't hide the bruises anymore. When it becomes like totally obvious to the general public or their friends or their family, I think that's when they finally kind of like, you know, wake up and think, okay, I've got to do something about this. And I feel there should be more outlets for women to talk about abuse or to report abuse, because I don't often see like too many ads for it, or, you know, hear people talking about it, because it's one of those things that's kind of taboo. It's not really talked about.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that Cut It Out was started. It's really an attempt to bring light to the very dark subject of domestic violence. And in our program, we talk about how it's not the fault. It's not their fault. Help is available. You're not alone. And by calling the hotline number, we know that there's been a significant increase in the number of calls thanks to Cut It Out. And it refers the victim to local resources for help. So, you know, it gives perhaps the YWCA or the local shelter, because honestly, so often women do hit bottom, as Marcia was saying, and can't do it alone. She needs help.
Do you do anything that is steering people culturally? And I'm asking you, Diane, if when people call into the network, sometimes people feel that they're more comfortable with someone who knows their background, whether it's a racial, ethnic, just the kind of way that they grew up. Do you know if the hotline tries to reach out to people and pair them with counselors who can really understand where they're coming from?
Yes, I think there's a great deal of focus on cultural compassion, and I know that that all of our training and service providers are available to speak Spanish, because so often language is a barrier. I know that the incidence of African-American women is higher. The incidence of domestic violence is actually higher among African-American women. But, you know, research is inadequate. But we do know that intimate partner violence is 35% higher than with other cultures in the Black community.
Marcia, based on what you have been doing in terms of looking at your clients and trying to provide them with some counsel and some resources, do you think things are getting better?
I would think so. There's a magazine I get at my salon called American Salon, and I try to refer my clients who do tell me about the abuse. There's usually a number about every... Once every 2 months, they post a full-page ad in there for help for abused mm-hmm. women. And like I said, it's only a certain percentage that come out and say it, so it's kind of hard for me personally, being a person behind the chair, to gauge whether it is getting better or not. It's kind of hard for me to keep track of those numbers.
All right, ladies. I appreciate what you've told us so much. And we were speaking with Marcia Hamilton, celebrity hairstylist here in Los Angeles, and Diane Mooney, founder of the program Cut It Out, Salons Against Domestic Violence. She joined us from the studios of WBMH in Birmingham, Alabama. You can always go and find out more about our show at nprnewsandnotes.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.